Juggling a career in medicine with a career in farming, today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Teresa Long has been a farmer for 40 years and a nurse practitioner for 30 years. Somehow, she also found the time to trace her family's farming history all the way back to the mid-1600s.
And we have the opportunity, and I'm sure a lot of farmers in the country do, of knowing exactly how the land passed down over the generations.
Even families like Long's with centuries of farming history have pretty much the same challenges as anyone in farming today.
The farm itself is not going to make you a millionaire, but land rich, right? Asset poor kind of thing. And that's one of the main challenges farm families face and a high cause of their stress.
Ann says Long that means extra attention to family well-being.
You have to nurture your family. You have to grow your family as well. And taking time for those vacations is so important.
As a 15th generation farmer, Long looks back, but she also looks forward.
Understanding your weaknesses and your strengths. You know, the older generation might be not great on GPS and computerized farming and data collection, yet the younger generation will. They need to fulfill those niches, and we need to respect their ability to do so.
Tomorrow, Long's daughter shares her perspective. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.